I'd like us like to call us back into session. The time is 1 p.m. We are now on report to select committees. Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you, Speaker. Thank you, Assistant Chief and colleagues. The Appropriations Committee met today to discuss ONCA 25-13, an act to repeal ONCA 2153, and return $3 million of the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the general fund originally appropriated for water and sewer infrastructure repairs in the Pahuska Indian Village, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Bickhorst. The final committee action, do pass, voting yes. Bickhorst, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rebar, Shaw, and Whitehorn. We also discussed ONCA 2523, which is an act to repeal ONCA 2334, and return $3 million to the nation originally appropriated for construction of a senior housing complex in Harmony, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. To the sponsors, Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action, do pass, voting yes. Bickhorst, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rebar, Shaw, and Whitehorn. And we also addressed ONCA 2527, an act to amend ONCA 21-81 to increase the appropriation to the judicial branch in the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for improvements to the current judicial building and for the design, engineering, and construction of a new judicial building in the amount of $1,612,243, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor. Final committee action, do pass, voting yes. Bickhorst, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rebar, Shaw, and Whitehorn. And lastly, we addressed resolution number ONCR 2502, which is a resolution to approve the investment firm Capital Investment Advisors, led by Michael Parsons, as the investment manager for the Osage Nation, and to approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity. I am the sponsor. Final committee action, do pass, voting yes. Bickhorst, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rebar, Shaw, and Whitehorn. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rebar. Congresswoman Fox.
Thank you. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met regarding bill number ONCA 2501, an act to amend the liquor control ordinance to increase the tax up to 7% and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebar, and the final committee action do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Bickhorst, Goodfox, and Keene. We met regarding bill number ONCA 25-02, an act to amend ONCA 2275 to reduce the appropriation of ARPA funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Hominy Indian Village in the amount of $113,034, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Bickhorst, Goodfox, and King. We met regarding bill number ONCA 25-03, an act to amend ONCA 2263 to reduce the appropriation of ARPA funds to financial assistance services for the summer youth and workforce development programs in the amount of $313, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Bickhorst, Goodfox, and King. We met regarding bill number ONCA 25-04, an act to amend ONCA 22-17 to authorize and appropriate an additional amount of $192,691 to the executive branch of ARPA funds for a CARES continuation project for the remodel of the Mid-Continent building as a COVID-compliant central receiving facility and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Bickhorst, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding bill number ONCA 25-05, an act to amend ONCA 2152 to reduce the appropriation of ARPA funds to the executive branch for direct assistant payments in the amount of $91,314 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Bickhorst, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding bill number ONCA 25-06, an act to provide appropriations to the executive branch pursuant to the interagency agreements for ARPA operations in the amount of $8,435,769 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Bickhorst, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding bill number ONCA 25-07, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $67,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Bickhorst, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding bill number ONCA 25-08, an act to amend ONCA 2470 to authorize IDC procurement to expend additional monies in the amount of $165,133 appropriated through the FY25 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Bickhorst, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding bill number ONCA 25-09, an act to amend ONCA 2159 to reduce the appropriation of ARPA funds to the executive branch for water and sewer repairs and improvements to the Hominy Indian Village and the Hominy community in the amount of $2,785,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Bickhorst, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding bill number ONCA 25-12, an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $302 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Bickhorst, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding bill number ONCA 25-14, an act to amend ONCA 2169 to increase the appropriation of ARPA funds to ARPA administration in the amount of $519,032 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Bickhorst. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Bickhorst, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding bill number ONCA 25-21, an act to define pore space and to clearly establish that it is legally a part of the mineral estate or interest and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Bickhorst, Good Fox, and Keene. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, Speaker, I'd like to move to amend the agenda and place ONCA 2521 on tomorrow's agenda on general order day two.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 25-09 on general order day two on tomorrow's agenda.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2501, an act to amend the liquor control ordinance to increase the tax up to 7% and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Congresswoman Rivard, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak for or against? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2501 pass?
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2501 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Passes. Thank you. We're now on ONCA 2502. An act to amend ONCA 2275 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Hominy Indian Village in the amount of $113,034 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman, you have the floor.
I'll close.
Any other members like to speak for or against? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2502 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2502 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you. We are now on ONCA 2503. An act to amend ONCA 2263 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to financial assistance services for the summer youth and workforce development programs in the amount of $313 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Would any other members like to speak for or against? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2503 pass?
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2503 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Thank you, it passes. We're now on ONCA 2504, an act to amend ONCA 2217 to authorize and appropriate an additional amount of $192,691 to the executive branch in the ARPA American Rescue Plan Act funds for a CARES continuation project for the remodel of the Mid-Continent Building as a COVID-compliant central receiving facility and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that would like to speak for or against? Hearing none, Congresswoman Redcorn, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2504 pass?
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2504 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Alternate effective date passes. We're now on ONCA 2505, an act to amend ONCA 2152 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for direct assistance payments in the amount of $91,314 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Redcorn is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak for or against? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2505 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2505 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Alternate effective date passes. We are now on ONCA 2506, an act to provide appropriations to the executive branch pursuant to interagency agreements for American Rescue Plan Act operations in the amount of $8,435,769 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Redcorn is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that would like to speak for or against? Sponsor, hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2506 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2506 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Alternate effective date passes. We are now on ONCA 2507, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $67,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2507 pass?
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2507 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Alternate effective date passes. Thank you. We are now on ONCA 2508, an act to amend ONCA 2470 to authorize IDC procurement to expend additional monies in the amount of $165,133 appropriated through the FY 2025 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that would like to speak for or against? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2508 pass?
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2508 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Alternate effective date passes. We're now on We're now on ONCA 2512. An act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $302 of non-tribal funds and to establish shelter effective date. Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that would like to speak for or against? Sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2512 pass?
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker? Yes. Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2512 passes. There's an alternate effective date. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2514, an act to amend ONCA 2169 to increase the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to ARPA administration in the amount of $519,032 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Big Horse is a sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Would any other members like to speak for or against? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
I waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2514 pass?
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2514 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. The alternate effective date passes. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Sure. Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.